beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. You wave? I like to wave to you. You ever seen a sign like this? It would be a big sign that you've seen out in the street. It says one way, and then the arrow points that way. If you've ever seen one on a street, it means that the traffic, the cars, are supposed to go one way, and just the way that the arrow points. Lots of signs in the world. Sure are. This is just one of them. This is made out of wood. Hear it? One way this way. I've got some other ones for you to see, too. Come along. Here's one. This says 25 mph. 25 miles per hour, that stands for. So if you're in a car or a bus or a bicycle, you're allowed to go only 25 miles an hour. That's all the faster you're allowed to go when you see that sign. Look at this one here. It's a good place for this sign to be. You know what that letter is? And that one? Same letter. And that stands for railroad. And that stands for crossing. So when you see this sign, that means there's a railroad crossing nearby. And one railroad can come along there, and then there's another road here. So you must stop when there's a train coming. Sure. All these signs help you. Help you to know what's around. This one says, well, you see the boy running in the middle. And that big word says slow. And down here, this word says school. So you're supposed to go very slowly, because there might be some school children nearby. Mm-hmm. Another kind of a sign is a traffic light. You know our traffic light. A green light says you can go. It says you may go when you see the green light. And a yellow light says, be careful, be careful. And the red light means stop. Same as this. S-T-O-P, stop. This is a stop sign. Yep, you need to know your letters to be able to read some of these signs. We know some of ours, don't we? Sure. Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us all the different letters while we sing the alphabet song together? Would you please, Picture Picture on the wall, show us all the alphabet letters, okay? Gladly. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Good. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Good, thank you very much. What about the small letters? Good. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, T-U-V W X Y Z. You know them?
Bum, bum, bum.
Somebody at the door. Let's go see who it is. Who is at the door?
Hi, Mr. Rock.
You can read, can't you? It says stop.
Stop.
But you may come in.
Thank you.
But go only 25 miles per hour.
That's sort of slow.
Uh-huh. And watch out for the railroad crossing. Boy, do you have a pretty costume on.
It's my new costume.
It's just beautiful. Where'd you get it?
Uncle Friday brought it for me.
Oh, is it one of your presents?
Yes, yes, and this is for you.
For me?
From Uncle Friday.
Well, I didn't know I'd get anything from him.
Open it.
Well, it's just a little box. Oh, it looks like a polished agate.
It is.
Does he know that I like to collect stones?
Well, I kind of think Sarah Saturday might have mentioned it to him.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I just have to feel it. Have you felt it?
No. Oh, it's so smooth.
Uh-huh. You see, it comes from a whole lot of tumbling around in a machine.
Oh.
And getting polished so smoothly.
And I love the design of it.
Oh, I'd like to thank him for it.
Do you know something?
What?
This is the first time Uncle Friday has gone away and come back and not given all of us a picture of himself.
Mm. That's right. He used to just hand them out. They were the same picture all the time.
I know.
And so this time he's brought back something that each person would like.
Yes.
You a costume.
And you a stone.
Oh, boy, I'd like to thank him for that.
Yes.
That is really a sign of changing times, isn't it, with King Friday?
It really is, yes. Oh.
Oh, excuse me, that
must be for you.
Yeah, I'll see. Gee, that's pretty. Hello? Oh, Edgar, yes, you know what King Friday brought me? A polished agate. Oh, that's right, you were with him, weren't you? Yes, she is. He wants to talk with you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Edgar? Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Yes, I'm wearing my dress. Uncle Friday wants to speak with me? Graham, put him on then. Thank you, Edgar. Yes, it is, Uncle Friday. How are you? Oh, I'm delighted to hear that, Uncle Friday. Certainly I will. He wants to know whether I'll come to make-believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make an announcement.
An announcement?
An announcement, Uncle Friday? An announcement. Well, fine, I'll be right there,
just
Uncle.
Just a second.
Oh, just a moment, Uncle Friday.
Could I thank him? Could I tell him?
Uncle Friday, Mr. Rogers would like to speak to you. For 13 seconds.
13 seconds.
I'll put him on, Uncle Friday. Here he is.
Hello, King Friday. Yes, I won't take any longer than 13 seconds, but I did want to thank you for the polished agate. Oh, it was Sarah Saturday's idea. But did you help pick it out? Oh, I'm very grateful. 13 seconds is up. Thank you very much, King Friday.
He's off, yes. Well, I'd better go, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing
giving this. Giving an announcement.
An announcement?
Oh,
I wonder what
welcome.
It's about.
Enjoy it. Oh, one way.
That's the one way sign.
Watch out for the railroad crossing. 25 miles an hour.
There you go.
Thanks, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good time in make-believe, and thank you again.
Welcome.
Bye, Lady Aberlin. King Friday and Sarah Saturday thinking about other people and what they might like. Oh, Trolley, I was just about to look for you. Yeah, this is Railroad Crossing. Well, how'd you like the sign? Good. Like very much to go into make-believe. Are you ready to go? Okay, we'd like to go with you. Pink Friday has an announcement. When will she come? Oh, when will she come? The king wants to make an announcement. Oh, when will she come?
Here I am, Edgar.
Oh, good, oh, good.
Where's
oh, good.
Uncle Friday?
Oh, he's waiting inside for you.
Oh, good, then I'll go right in.
Oh, no, I mean he's waiting inside till I tell him you're here. Then he will come out.
Oh, I see.
I like your new costume.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. So do I. Uncle Friday brought it for me. It has puffed sleeves, just like your hat.
Oh,
look.
Yes, I know.
And I can swirl around in it and curtsy in it.
And
it has a ribbon.
Daisies.
Yes, I was saving them for last.
I liked the daisies when I first saw them.
It's like a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Of daisies.
King Friday liked the sleeves.
Did he?
Sarah Saturday liked the bow.
Oh.
And I liked the daisies.
And I like the costume.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Oh, I must go get the king now.
Oh.
Off certainly. I go.
Practice curtsying.
Oh, Lady Aberlin,
yes.
I'm very, very sorry.
What's wrong, Edgar?
Well, King Friday says he cannot come until his sign arrives.
What sign?
It's a sign he wants to show you.
Oh, I wish I could...
Lady Delivery! Lady Delivery!
Oh, there's
Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Lady Aberlin.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Good day,
Mr. McFeely.
You have arranged something for the king.
Yes, something for the king.
Oh, maybe it's his sign.
Oh, maybe it is.
Thank you. I'll take it to him. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome, Edgar. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I wonder what the sign says, Lady Aberlin. Do you know?
No, I don't know, Mr. McFeely. Why don't you wait?
Oh, no, can't wait. Have to leave. No, have to leave.
Oh, please, Mr. McFeely. We'd be so happy if you'd...
Well, here he comes. I'll stay.
Oh,
good. Lady Aberlin, speedy delivery, I presume.
Correct
as always, Uncle Friday.
Yes. Are you able to read my sign?
Yes, it says announcement.
Exactly.
Yes. Announcement. One nice big word, King Friday. Announcement. Are you going to make an announcement, King Friday?
I am. Are you both prepared to listen?
We are.
Very well. Another fanfare, please. Full orchestra. It's a slippery sound. Lady and gentlemen and friends, niece, speedy delivery man and friends, I shall make a royal announcement.
Yes, Uncle Friday? Yes?
King Friday the 13th of this land announces...
Yes, what is the announcement, King Friday?
Yes, I announce that I will have a surprise for everyone, a special surprise, next week.
What is the special surprise, Uncle Friday?
You will know next week.
But is that all of your announcement today?
That's all. You may carry the news and the sign to the rest of the world. Farewell.
Excuse me, King Friday. Excuse me.
Yes, speedy delivery.
Very, very fine announcement, King Friday.
Thank you.
May I ask the question? question. A question about the surprise, King Friday.
Yes, carry on then.
Will the surprise be a good surprise or a scary surprise, King Friday?
Oh, that's a good question. Good question, Mr. McFeely. It will be a very good surprise. That's all the questions from you. Tell the world that the king has a good surprise coming. Peace be with you. I like your costume, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday. I do, too.
Yes, we all picked it out, you know.
It's just lovely.
Yes, well, peace be with you. Good day. Good surprise. Good day.
I'll go tell the other neighborhood, Lady Evelyn. All righty, I'll go tell them.
Yes, and I'll tell everyone here, Mr. McFeely. And Mr. McFeely, thank you for bringing the sign.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Mr. Beatability. Always on the job. Good day, Lady Evelyn. Good day.
Must you be going?
On the job again.
Oh, I see.
Good day. More deliveries.
Goodbye, Mr. McFeely.
I wondered if that was you playing the game.
It surely is. How
in the world are you?
Oh, I'm just nifty-glifty, thank you.
Boy, you're all gussied up.
Yes, this is the dress Uncle Friday brought me.
Oh, is it ever pretty?
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what he brought me?
What?
An orange.
Oh, and you love oranges.
That's my favorite fruit. I ate half of it and drank the other half.
Oh, great. Did you squeeze it?
Yeah, I squeezed the other half.
Oh.
Then I drank it.
Isn't that great?
Wait till you see Henrietta, though. What she got is really beautiful.
Oh. What did she get?
A hat. With some feathers on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Why don't you ring her bell and you can see it? She'll probably still have it on. She was so surprised when she saw it that she said, meow, meow, you know, so many times.
Now she's
hey, Henrietta.
A friend.
Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, meow, beautiful meow, meow.
Oh.
Sure is, Henrietta.
Lovely.
See what I mean?
Oh, yes.
I think it's chicken feathers.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Henrietta. You look beautiful.
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow. Touch meow feathers.
I think there's some feathers that a chicken dropped, you know, while it was walking along.
Very fine feathers.
Meow.
Lovely,
meow, meow, meow.
This is my dress Uncle Friday brought for
me. Beautiful meow.
Yes.
He brought us all things we wanted for ourselves this time.
Yes, he did. He usually brings a picture of himself.
Meow. Meow, this time, meow, hat.
And an orange.
And a costume.
Yeah, what's that you have? What is it?
A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E-M-E-N-T.
Oh, that's a whole lot of letters.
A long word.
What's it spell, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes.
Announcement?
Announcement.
What's an announcement for?
Well, Uncle Friday had the sign delivered, and then he made an announcement to us, and then he told me to announce it to you.
Well, what is it?
He's going to have a special surprise next week.
Meow, special? Meow, meow.
Even more special than all the special things he brought us.
What do you suppose it could be?
Meow, 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 circus, meow.
Could be.
It could be a circus.
Could be a circus.
Oh, I know something else. It could be a great big statue of Benjamin Franklin that he's going to put right here in the neighborhood.
It's possible.
What do you think it might be?
Well, I thought it might be a dance teacher.
Oh, that's what you'd like, wouldn't it?
Yes, but we'll have to wait.
Yep, that's part of it. Just wait until you find out.
Right. Meow, 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 meow. Meow can wait. Meow, my new hat.
Oh, yes.
Meow.
And I can wait in my new costume.
And I can wait with the memory of my wonderful orange. Well, see you later.
Right.
Come on, Henry.
Bye.
See you later.
Meow.
What is the announcement?
Mrs. Frog, it's an announcement from Uncle Friday. He says to tell you and everyone else that there's going to be a surprise.
Wonderful, wonderful. Farewell, Lady
Everett. Farewell, Mrs. Frog.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Hi. I was watching you knock.
Oh, do you know what I was knocking?
Why?
A word.
Announcement?
Yes.
Oh.
Announcement.
What kind of announcement do you have?
Well, it's Uncle Friday's announcement, actually.
Yeah?
And he sent me on with it. He's going to have a surprise for us next week. A good surprise.
Oh, a real kind of... Well, he brought us so many things from his trip, and now he says he has another surprise.
Yes. What did he bring you, Dan? He brought me this beautiful costume.
Oh, that's pretty.
Isn't it nice?
You wait till I show you what he brought me.
Oh, good.
It's a toy.
It's a toy. It's a toy tiger.
Yeah, it's a soft toy.
Oh.
See? It was one of Sarah Saturday's old ones, and she knows that I like soft things.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You'll take care of
it. Sure. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little, too. That's right. Now I take care.
Wonderful, Daniel.
I like it.
Yes, oh, I'm sure the little toy will like it, too.
Sure.
Living in a clock, little toy.
Mm-hmm. You stay with me, okay? Oh, that's a trolley.
Oh, I hear the trolley. Daniel, I've got to tell the trolley.
Yeah, do. Have a good time.
All right. Ugga-mugga.
Ugga-mugga.
Trolley. Trolley. I have an announcement. It's Uncle Friday's announcement. There's going to be a surprise next week. Well, I don't know. What do you think it could be? More track for you to ride on. I don't know, Trolley. We'll just have to wait. Bye.
Friday's going to have a special surprise that he's going to tell us next week. Wonder what it'll be. I was so glad that Mr. McFeely asked him, was it going to be a good surprise or a scary surprise? King Friday even looked up at Mr. McFeely and said, "That's a very good question, Mr. McFeely." And it was, too, because you really like to know, don't you? Oh, there was King Friday with that sign that said announcement. Mm-hmm. He had to have a sign, too. Yeah. But it is good to know what's coming. Mm-hmm. Whether a special surprise is going to be a good or a scary one. You like to be told, don't you? So do I. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things
all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true. True, I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow and I'm trying to learn and I'm trying to know. I like to be told. I like to be told. There are lots of signs in the world that can tell us lots of different things. Sometimes if you go like that, you can even tell what you're having for dinner. That's a kind of a sign itself, isn't it? So many different ways that people can tell us things or show us things. We always feel better when we know. That certainly says something very special about King Friday and his relationship with Sarah Saturday, doesn't it? Well, we're not going to know what his special surprise is until next week. No, but as we get older, we learn to be able to wait longer. The watch is certainly another sign, and this one tells me that I've got to go off for the weekend.
Yep.
But we'll be together again on Monday, and I'll certainly be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day, and each week a special week, by just your being you. There's only one you, and I like you just the way you are. See you next week. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.